All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment. Master Commissioner Robert Mayer presiding.
Please be seated. Procedure this morning will be that I will hear the first two cases. We'll then have a 10-minute recess, after which Master Commissioner Matthews will hear the remaining cases. The first case to be heard this morning is number 2015-2014, Galyptus versus Cuyahoga County Board of Revision, and the county is the appellant. Mr. Oradini.
Good morning, Your Honor. I reserve 10 minutes. Your Honor, the only issue on appeal here is whether the third prong of the casualty exception was met in the second filing. A little background: in September 15, 2011, there was an arm's length sale of the property for $2.5 million, and that was 3.5 months before the tax lien date. And in October of 2012, 10 months after the tax lien date, Hurricane Sandy hit up in Cleveland. And a couple months after that, the property owner filed his first complaint seeking $1 million in damages. And the basis of his complaint was what he called a recent appraisal based on storm damage documents and estimates. He proceeded to a hearing on that complaint. He submitted all his evidence of the storm damage. What he called an appraisal was letters from a broker that stated the value of the property, that there was a $1 million loss. The Board of Revision accepted all his documents as evidence. They listened to his testimony to storm damage, and they issued a opinion denying his reduction. Then a year later, in 2013, he filed a second complaint based on storm damage, and he submitted the same exact documents and testimony for a second hearing. The Board of Revision denied his evidence, which was just basically estimates of repairs and the same letters from the broker stating what the value was.
But the Board of Revision's decision on the second complaint was a decision on the merits, correct?
Both decisions were decisions on the merits. Okay. The first decision was a decision on the merits. And in page 5 of the appellant's brief, they concede that the same documents were submitted in both cases. And the record shows that all the same documents were submitted, the same testimony. The three elements for a casualty exception, obviously the first one is not at issue, the casualty decreased the value. The second one, it occurred after the tax lien date and of the prior year complaint. The issue were the documents taken in consideration and with respect to the prior complaint. And I think the record is clear that there's the same exact evidence in both cases. If you listen to the hearing transcript in the first case,
is that part of the record in this case?
Yes, yeah, so it's attached to briefs filed at the Board of Tax Appeals and briefs filed here. But in any event, the appellee's owner has conceded that the same documentation has been submitted in both cases, and it's clear from the record.
But isn't Galyptus's position that they may have submitted the same documents, but they were not taken into consideration for that earlier year because the damage occurred after the lien date?
But they were taken in consideration because that was the only argument he presented in both cases. Because this was a $2.5 million arm's length sale, and his only argument in both cases was storm damage. So they can't, you can't just submit documents and make your argument in a first case and say, well, they didn't consider it. I mean, there was some language that the documents referred to should be considered in a next filing the next year. There is language to that effect, but reference and considered are synonyms. They were taken in consideration. You can't just submit documents and say, and have the hearing officer question you on the documents, and you talk about storm damage and say that, oh, they didn't consider it. They had to consider it. That was the only argument he presented. And the fact that the Board of Revision might have given, it's similar to a Board of Elections case where, like, somebody will go to the filing desk and an employee will give bad legal advice. And then the candidate will argue that, well, I got bad legal advice from the Board of Elections. You should let me file my petition. That's the same issue here. Just because the Board of Revision said you probably could file next year does not bestow jurisdiction.
Did the county regard the storm damage evidence as relevant for the first tax year?
Yes.
Given that the storm damage occurred after the lien date?
Yes, because that was his argument. That was the only argument the owner submitted in the first case and the second case. In the hearing audio, or in the transcript, also that it says, you can certainly submit your evidence. You can certainly submit any case you want. Do you have anything else you want to give us? This is all referring to storm damage. Can you explain, when you say the water is coming in sideways, what damage was it? Anything else you want to tell us? We'll look at everything you submitted. And it's the same as their storm damage argument is the same when somebody comes in, like with the Trocton case, when somebody comes in with repairs. It's the same argument that he was presenting. He was presenting repair arguments due to storm damage, and he did that in both cases. And since it was considered in the first case, it can't be considered in the second case.
So, as a matter of law, do you think that it was relevant in the first case, the storm damage? Does it matter whether the storm occurred before or after the lien date?
It was relevant, and the fact that it occurred after the lien date was his whole argument, because he had an arm's length sale, and he was arguing his arm's length sale was not valid anymore because of the storm damage. That's the argument that was presented, and that was the argument they denied. And there was at the BTA level, there was another appraisal submitted, but that's really has no bearing on this case, because the issue was jurisdiction established at the Board of Revision level, and that BTA appraisal basically was based on storm damage too. So the county's position is that there is no exception to the casualty exception, and there is no jurisdiction in the second case.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Orradini. Ms. Bauernschmidt.
Thank you very much. If it may please the court, my name is Karen Bauernschmidt. I'm the attorney for the property owners. Basically, what the county's asking the court to be is a super BTA. They're asking you to retry the facts that the Board of Tax Appeals has already determined. If you look at the evidence that was before the Board of Tax Appeals, they had enough evidence in making their ruling, and they ruled that they showed that while it was presented to the Board of Revision for the 2012 tax year, they truly did not consider the storm damage. The evidence that the BTA reviewed, first of all, they had both the 2012 and the 2013 complaints. And on the face of the complaints, the information was different. The 2012 complaint requested a value of $2 million. And in addition to that, they set forth at line 9, the reason for the reduction was a recent appraisal, and line 14, which is the exception to the multiple filing rule, was left blank. For the 2013 complaint, line 9 included a change in value due to storm damage, and line 14 set forth a check mark where it says property loss value due to casualty loss. In addition to those complaints, then the Board of Tax Appeals had the actual testimony both at the 2012 Board of Revision hearing and also for the 2013 Board of Revision hearing. In 2012, and we would ask the court to review pages 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the transcript of that hearing. And basically, they honed in on January 1st, 2012, what was physically there and what the condition of the property. And why is that important? It's exactly what the appellants have said, that as of January 1st, 2012, the storm had not occurred. As a result, the sale is recent in time, having taken place in September of 2011, very close to tax lien January 1st, 2012. The storm didn't occur till the very end of October of 2012 and November of 2012. And after they said that the condition of the property 10 months later was not relevant to their findings.
So did they? Somebody actually on the Board of Revisions say that?
Well, if you look at the testimony and the questions from the board members said, "We're trying to value the property as of January 1st, 2012. That's on page 4. And the owner, Mr. Jalipta, said, "Okay, I wasn't sure how that affects it," meaning the storm damage. And Ms. Martin says, "Well, since we're looking at the value as of January 1st, 2012, you know, the condition of that date," meaning the storm date, "would be an irrelevant issue, and you know something that happened 10 months later." They went, after discussing the January 1st, 2012 date, they went on to ask questions regarding the sale, and the sale was the relevant issue. But what's more telling is the actual journal entry, and the board speaks through its journal entry. And that journal entry for the 2012 tax case, which is part of the evidence that the Board of Tax Appeals had in making their determination, the board stated, "The property transferred recent to the tax lien date, the damage referenced in the hearing took place after the tax lien date and should be addressed in the complaint for tax year 2013. So with that journal entry, we believe that the Board of Tax Appeals reasonably determined that while it was discussed and it wasn't truly considered. And that's the language that the Board of Tax Appeals used in their decision. And then they went on to determine value based on the appraisal. Now, the value that was determined by Beth Caldwell is not before the Board of Tax Appeals, before the court today. And the reason is, while it was raised in the assignments of error in the notice of appeal, the county has not relied on or set forth any information or any argument against the use of the appraisal. The sole criteria is a factual issue, and whether or not the Board of Tax Appeals in this case abused their discretion in determining that the Board of Revision truly did not consider the storm damage in determining the value for the January 1st, 2012 period. And I think that the evidence, both looking at the face of the complaint, looking at the audio and the transcription from the 2012 hearing, and then looking at the journal entry for the 2012 hearing, the Board of Tax Appeals made a reasonable determination that it was discussed but truly not considered. And if you look to the language of 5715.19, it states that one of the caveats, and that's the only issue that's being raised by the county, is that was not taken into consideration with respect to the prior complaint, which in this case is the 2012 complaint. The other thing is that when you look at the 2013 journal entry, and also the audio of the 2013. The issue regarding the 2012 filing complaint was in fact raised by the property owner. He not only had it on the face of his complaint, he also referenced the fact that he filed a 2012 complaint. And in that journal entry, the Board of Revision for the 2013 noted that the complainant had appeared and offered testimony regarding the storm damage. And they also changed the condition of the property. So while you review the 2013 Board of Revision hearing, the board members were upset that the property owner produced evidence the day of the hearing and didn't produce it after before the hearing is required under their local rules. But what they did do, though, is they actually sent their appraiser, the Board of Revision appraiser, Anthony Overton, to the house to actually physically look at the property. And he actually changed the condition of the property from very good to average. And that's also noted in the journal entry and is part of the statutory transcript on appeal to the Board of Tax Appeals. So with all of these issues, we believe that the county has failed to show that there was abuse of discretion on the Board of Tax Appeals when they determined the fact that the casualty was not truly considered. We believe that the property owner, having testified at the Board of Revision for the 13, established that there, A, was a casualty loss, that there was damage with his invoices that he presented. And while the county alleges that we have conceded to all the documents, I don't know if the documents were all the same or were the same. They're very close. But with that being said, the most important thing at this point in time is that the Board of Tax Appeals then reasonably went on, determined a value based on the Caldwell appraisal. And since that is not part of the appeal today, we believe that the decision that the Board of Tax Appeals made to determine a value of $1.7 million based on the physical condition of the property as of January 1st, 2013, by a licensed appraiser, state certified appraiser, we would ask this court to retain the Board of Tax Appeals decision.
Thank you, Ms. Bowern-Schmidt. Mr. Ordini, you have 7 minutes and 4 seconds.
As I stated, the only issue before you today, Your Honor, is whether there was jurisdiction for the second filing at the Board of Revision level. The property owner's brief states what it states on page 5. They concede that the same documents were submitted in both hearings. That's what it says, and that's, I think, what the county also has argued. There was mention to the Board of Tax Appeals did err just with their wording that the Board of Revision in the first case specifically disregarded the property owner's evidence. There is nothing in the record anywhere that states that they specifically disregarded his evidence. His whole case was based on storm damage. He was saying his $2.5 million sale should not be the value because of storm damage.
But did the Board of Revision in the 2012 case regard the evidence as irrelevant? I thought I heard a statement that the BOR actually stated in its entry that it wasn't relevant.
They never stated that it wasn't relevant. Okay. They said that it was referenced. Reference means they considered it. It says it should be addressed in the next filing. The fact that they stated it should be addressed does not grant jurisdiction. He can't have two bites of the apple and submit the same evidence. If he did not use the storm evidence in his first case and had a different argument, then he could have submitted the storm evidence in the second case. But he submitted it in the first case, and that's what he based his argument on. So that he's by making that argument, he cannot now say it's new damage. He already argued that it was damage affecting his 2012 lien date. And the first case is the case that should have been appealed, not the second. That's because the board reason, for whatever reason, that.
But if he had appealed the 2012 case to the Board of Tax Appeals, the Board of Tax Appeals might have said, well, it's irrelevant to 2012.
They might have. We don't know what they would have done, but that's the case that should have been appealed.
Okay.
The record is clear. I mean, the board revision decision that came in the mail advising the property owner in the first case stated that we reached this decision. The exact wording is, the following, the decision notice. This decision was based either on insufficient evidence, evidence did not support a value change, testimony didn't support opinion of value. That in and of itself dated, with a decision letter dated in the first case, November 14, 2013, shows that they considered the evidence. I mean, that was the only, and they found it relevant. There is nothing in the record anywhere saying that they did not consider the evidence, reference the evidence, or specifically disregard it. So the county asked that the court find that there was no jurisdiction for the second filing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ardini. This case will be submitted, and the court will advise the parties of its decision.